Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Pleased to be joined by the Democratic nominee for the House District 20 seat for the State House Representatives here in Iowa, Warren Varley. He's cruising all the way around the district there, portions of Cass County, as well as Dallas, Guthrie, and Adair. He's joining us now on the program to talk about just a few topics coming up in the news, and we want to get his thoughts on them. So, Warren, as always, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, James. I appreciate the invitation. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and happy to discuss current events.
Yeah, absolutely. So, first of all, wanted to get your take as an Iowa farmer on something that I'm sure a lot of Iowa farmers have had on their minds, and that's the agricultural tariffs with China, particularly in soybeans and pork. Now, of course, I don't know exactly off the top of my head what you grow out of your farm. Kind of talk me through, is there any positivity with this, or what's your take on how Trump's been handling the situation?
Let you know about my farm. We raise cattle. That's always been near and dear to our hearts. The name of our farm is Pineview Angus Farms, so cattle obviously is front and center with that. And but we also have corn and soybeans, and alfalfa are the primary crops. Corn and soybeans are really integral to the economy here in Iowa. In terms of the tariffs that the president has imposed, I want to start because a centerpiece of my campaign is working across the aisle, leading from the middle, and I really see myself as somebody who can talk to both sides and bring people together, and I think this state moves forward if the middle is leading rather than two extremes butting heads and creating gridlock. So I want to start off with where I agree with President Trump, and you mentioned China in particular, and there's no question about the fact that China has dealt with this unfairly, particularly in the realm of intellectual property, going so far as to steal our intellectual property or appropriate it through unfair legal means and trading practices. So I think, along with most farmers, are willing to give President Trump a little leeway in terms of dealing with China because they have dealt with this so unfairly. However, tariffs would not have been my first choice. Throughout history, economics have shown that the party imposing the tariffs is the one that ends up paying for it. And we're certainly seeing that in the case of agricultural exports and its impact on Iowa. It's been very damaging already, and the prospects are for it to get worse if it continues. The other concern in terms of from the farmer point of view is that these tariffs are being imposed and this trade war is being waged not just against China, which has been a bad actor, but also against our neighbors. Our biggest trading partners are Canada and Mexico. And I think a lot of farmers don't understand why all the saber rattling with Canada and Mexico, who've been such valuable trading partners with us. That also is having a negative impact on Iowa farmers throughout the country as far as that goes. The president's big concern has always been the trade deficit, and agriculture has been our bulwark against having a bad trade deficit, and the trade deficit is actually getting worse now because of the negative impacts on farm exports.
Speaking of foreign policy, as we look at China, we also look at President Trump's negotiations with Russia, of course, with the ongoing investigation there with election meddling, as well as his ongoing peace talks with North Korea, and recently the repatriation of some fallen warriors from the Korean War. Warren, your thoughts on President Trump's negotiations with both those countries?
I want to start by applauding the president for the progress that has been made. Certainly, North Korea has been a nettlesome issue, and we're always pleased to make progress on things like repatriating remains. However, North Korea has really used that almost as a hostage. And it's not clear yet that we've really accomplished anything beyond the repatriation of the remains in terms of North Korea stopping either their missile production or their development of nuclear fuels. Our intelligence shows that North Korea is proceeding apace with further development of their missile capabilities and enriching of nuclear fuels and to use for nuclear weapons. In terms of Russia, this really calls for a strong response and requires that we remember that Russia is an enemy and is trying to subvert democracy and undermine our economy. We need to be aware that Putin is supported by a group of very wealthy oligarchs and suppressing its people. We need to be careful that in following our leaders, we don't follow their path down the road of creating a wealthy elite that controls how the government functions and really results in an undermining and a devastation of the middle class and underclass of this country.
Warren, wanted to get your thoughts on one last topic that's fresh in the current events. It's another facet of Second Amendment rights, something that's very important here in the state of Iowa, and that's 3D printed guns or 3D printed weapons. Now, of course, we're still trying to figure out the capabilities of these types of weapons and what it could mean for individuals using them down the road or in certain entities allowing their use. Of course, it could be something that the state of Iowa might be looking at if it's not already taken care of on a federal level. If you are so elected to the District 20 seat in November and you do come upon this with the rest of your representatives, how will you respond?
Well, that's very interesting because that also plays into the First Amendment argument. The case that ruled that distributing plans for these 3D printed plastic guns is based on a free speech argument. And again, I think this is a case where we're talking about commercial speech, which is not entitled to the same level of protection as political speech. The dangers to society are obvious of allowing terrorists to purchase equipment that would allow them to print untraceable plastic guns that are undetectable by metal detectors. Clearly, this provides a risk. You know, I'm a firm believer in the Second Amendment and protecting citizens' right to bear arms, but I do not think that the First Amendment should be invoked to protect the dissemination of these weapons. And to a certain extent, the horse is out of the barn in terms of, to the extent that these plans have already made it out onto the internet, it's hard to get that genie back into the bottle. So I think our response is somewhat limited, but I think it's incumbent on us to do whatever we can to keep people safe, to keeping untraceable plastic guns out of the hands of criminals and terrorists obviously is high on that list.
Just a few of the many topics that we could discuss here on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm sure we'll have Warren back on here before the November election. In fact, I'm almost 100% certain on that, as we will as well talk with Ray Bubba Sorensen, the Republican candidate, to get his thoughts on some of the same topics. And we will certainly be in touch with both of them as we get closer to the election. Once again, that's Warren Varley. He's the Democratic nominee for the District 20 House Representative seat. Warren, thanks for stopping by.
Well, thank you, James. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Absolutely. For Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.